This is Aaron Palmer with 307 Net Radio, and I'm sitting down with State Representative Barry Crago. And Barry, we just kind of wanted to get your overview. This is the first time we've talked since the legislative session began. So what do you see in as far as the first week or so that you've been down there? What's your overall view of the session so far?
Well, first of all, thanks, Aaron, for having me on. Really appreciate it. And as far as the first 2 weeks, they're kind of slow moving. And so the first week of session, we do all the pomp and circumstance. We get sworn in on the day, first day. The second day, the governor gives the state of the state, and the Supreme Court Chief Justice gives the state of the judiciary. And all leadership gives speeches. The House leadership gives their speeches, et cetera. And so, you know, two days in the first week, and we didn't start till Tuesday, actually. So 2 days, we don't get a whole lot done. Then we start introducing bills on Wednesday, on Thursday. Those bills then start being heard in committee on Friday, maybe Thursday afternoon. And so then we work through the committee process on a lot of bills. And then that continues into this week, which we're, you know, still working bills. And we're finally getting some to the floor for actual third reading vote so that they get passed and go down the hall to the Senate. And so the first couple weeks are just getting the train moving, so to speak, and getting the bills in line to go to their respective committees and then be reported back to the floor. And we have, you know, we have our three readings and have all the debate on the floor. So we're kind of in the middle of that now. And usually the first few weeks of debate are reserved for committee bills that were worked through the interim. They've been vetted the most. They've had received the most, you know, support and approval from members. And that's, you know, that's versus individual bills. And we're just now starting to get into a few individual bills. We have most of the committee bills at least worked through the committees. And that's kind of where we are now as far as the first couple weeks. It's been in the House, it's been a little bit slower going than normal, probably just because of how many new members we have. And that, you know, they're just trying to learn like the rest of us did, except there's almost half the body in the House is new members now. So that makes a big difference. And so, you know, another week or two, they'll have her figured out and we'll be moving at full speed ahead, I would guess.
Okay. You did say it was very early, but do you see any specific bills that you're watching or some that may be coming down the pike that you are especially concentrated on or not at this point?
Well, Aaron, I don't typically just, you know, focus. I don't get a laser focus on any particular bill or issue. Rather, I'm just, you know, trying to look at everything with, you know, an open mind and try to make the best decision I can for the people back home. And so I don't focus on necessarily any particular bills or issues. Of course, I have my own personal bills that I've brought that have been introduced and whatnot. And those, you know, you have to keep a closer eye on those just so you can shepherd them through the process or not. You know, they may die in committee or whatnot. But, and then the other thing I would say is obviously Wyoming has gathered a lot more money than we thought we would as far as revenue and income over the last year. And so that's something we're going to have to deal with in this supplemental budget is what do we do with these hundreds of millions of dollars that we've, you know, come into. And so we'll have to make some decisions on that. And that, you know, like it or not, we make a lot of big policy decisions for the state with the money. And so we'll just have to see what the best use of that is and how we go forward there.
Okay, that leads right into my next question. Personally, do you see that money as more of a, we need to spend that, or do we need to save it, or do you see a little bit of both? What would you like to see?
So I would say mostly save, if not all. But on the other side, if there's a few little things that, few issues that we could address without spending a lot of money, then I would be for that. And I, you know, I don't know exactly what those are. I don't have anything in mind. But if somebody else has some good ideas, hey, let's put a little into this program or let's invest in this facility, you know, we can do that. And they have to be good ideas. Otherwise, I'll just be voting to, you know, try to save as much of that money as we can.
You mentioned earlier that there are a lot of freshman representatives in the House this year. How is that going so far? You said it was maybe a bit slower because they're learning, but how is that how are those factions working together? How are the newer representatives working with the ones that have been there before? Do you see any issues that have cropped up, or is it just slow moving and everybody's getting along well?
I would say everybody actually is getting along very well. It's been super exciting to see. We've just been having really good debates on the floor, and everybody's, you know, being respectful of each other and differing opinions, and that's what we're here to do. If we all agreed, we wouldn't need a legislature. And so, it's been really exciting to see. And the fact that we're moving slower isn't necessarily the new members' fault. It's just part of the process, and that they're trying to figure out, you know, they've never seen a first reading on a bill, or a second reading, or a third reading, or the amendments that come at those different stages. And so just getting their feet under them. Everybody's doing a really good job, that's what I would say.
Barry, I was looking through specific bills, and I know you said that you haven't looked at specific ones, but there was one that caught my eye that I wanted to ask you about, and that's House Bill 34, which is school mental health services, and I guess debating whether or not that's going to be funded. And I was going to ask your opinion on that, if you've seen it or not, or are you in support of it, I guess?
Sure. So I've just briefly looked at it, and just to, so you kind of understand how my process works, once it comes to the floor, once it's going to be on committee of the whole, that's when I spend my time really researching the bills, because a lot of these bills never make it to the floor. They go to committee, or maybe not. The speaker may say, I'm not assigning that to, you know, I'm not sending that out to committee for a month and or later. And so you try to focus on the bills that are right before you. And so, to be honest, I've only scanned the bill. I haven't delved into it like I would before it comes to the floor and really bone up on the issue and study it more in depth. But in my, you know, just brief scan of it, it's providing funding for additional mental health services within our school districts. And to be honest with you, I think mental health is one of the biggest issues facing the state of Wyoming right now, and it's one we need to pour more resources into, including funding. And so most likely I'll be supportive of the idea, you know, until I really read the bill and concentrate on it. I can't say whether I'll vote for the bill or not, but what I can say is I'm supportive of the idea of expanding mental health services within the state of Wyoming and however we can get that done.
Last question I have for you, Mr. Crago, is can you tell us which committees you've been assigned to this year and what you expect to come out of those?
Yes, sir. So I am on committee number one, which is judiciary, and that was my committee from my first term. And as a freshman, a lot of times you only get one committee, so I was lucky enough to get judiciary my first term, and I get to return, so that's great. And then I'm also on the Ag Committee, which is my other love. As you know, I'm part-time lawyer, part-time rancher, and so I get to serve on the Ag Committee. And as far as what's coming out of those two committees, I'll start with Ag first, committee number five. That we're dealing with a lot of state land issues right now, and there's some effort to really clean up the statutes that deal with state land leasing and how all those leases work. And so that's the majority of our bills, actually. This session will deal with that. The big water bills also go through Ag, and so we'll deal with the water bills as they come, water project construction, and water project planning. We'll deal with all those, see what projects are proposed, and how, you know, appropriate money for those, et cetera. Judiciary, the neat thing about judiciary, Aaron, is the topics that go through there can range from, you know, everything from gun control to criminal law to, voting sometimes. It just depends on how the bill's structured and, you know, which statutes they go into. And so judiciary just gets to see, the neat thing about that committee, it just gets to see a wide variety of issues. And so that's one of the fun parts and exciting parts about being on that committee. You're never going to get bored, and you're never going to see the same thing twice. For example, this week we've already, we dealt with child support amendments. We dealt with filing fees in the district courts, just different things. I see we have a couple gun issues coming up, so in the next couple of weeks. So it'll, yeah, it's never boring in that committee, and I'm glad I get to go back to it.
All righty. Those are the questions I have for you, Representative. Do you have anything you'd like to add before we wrap things up?
No, Aaron, I don't think so. If anybody has questions for me, they're welcome to always call or text my cell phone, which is 307-267-9789. My legislative email is on the legislature's website, so you can always go to wyoledge.gov and look that up and send me a message. I love to hear from the people back home and look forward to hopefully talking to you next week.
Aaron Palmer with 307 Net Radio speaking with State Representative Barry Crago. Thank you so much for your time, and we'll speak to you next week.
Thanks, Aaron.